This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before the break, we heard about the 30th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers. Well, one thing keeping classic games like that alive is a trend called speedrunning. But speedrunning isn't just a strange style of gameplay. It's also a vehicle for raising a lot of money. Paul Biseglio is an associate editor at Zocalo Public Square and contributor to Pacific Standard, where he recently wrote about awesome games done quick. It's a fast-growing event that is raising millions for charity. Hello, Paul.
Hi.
So real quick, remind us of what speedrunning is.
Sure. Speedrunning is a style of gameplay where the gamer tries to complete a video game in as little time as possible. And these are not games that are designed for racing or designed for fast play. They're usually adventure games, long, drawn-out games. But these gamers are beating them in a matter of minutes.
So how speedy? Give us some comparative times, like you playing Super Mario Brothers versus a speedrunner.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, a game like Super Mario 64, which is like a really popular Nintendo 64 game, average player might take 5, 6, 7, even more hours, depending on how deep they want to go into the game, how much they want to do. The world record currently for that game is under 7 minutes.
Wow. That is incredible. So they know a variety of tricks to beat games faster than we mere mortals. What kind of tricks are we talking about?
There's sort of two kinds of tricks. So on one level, the speedrunners are spending literally thousands of hours working on these games. So they pretty much just perfect the moves in the game, just like, you know, a professional dancer would perfect a dance. They move through these worlds with complete fluidity, and every move is, you know, the exact right way to get from point A to point B. On the other hand, they also, in the process of exploring these games, come up with all of these tricks and glitches. Like, they exploit mistakes in the game to be able to cut out like huge, massive portions and skip through levels.
So people just sit and watch them play. What's the appeal of watching a speedrunner?
It's funny. Yeah, this is a big question. And actually, Jimmy Kimmel actually just got in a bunch of trouble. He kind of went on a rant about how it sounds super boring to watch people play video games. I think there are two aspects to this. On the one hand, at a base level, it is just entertaining in a lot of ways. Like, to these speedrunners, they're so good at what they do that it is akin, I already mentioned, it's sort of like watching a professional dancer. Like, there's everything so choreographed and the acrobatics are so perfect when you watch that it's fun to see. On the other hand, there's also a nostalgia aspect. Just like somebody who grew up in their backyard playing football might like to watch football on television, these video gamers grew up playing these games, and it's, you know, it's exciting to see people play games at a level that you never thought was possible.
Is that why they choose these classic games like Super Mario or Legend of Zelda?
I think so. Yeah. And speedrunning is such a big culture now that there are gamers playing new games, old games, but the most popular ones are the classic games, exactly for that reason, I think.
So what you wrote about were these events in this organization called Awesome Games Done Quick. What's their story?
It's a charity group. It's actually, so Awesome Games Done Quick is the name of one of two marathons put on by a charity organization called Games Done Quick. Awesome Games Done Quick is in the winter, and they also do a summer marathon called Summer Games Done Quick. They were started in 2009 by a guy named Mike Uyama, who is just a young guy just out of college. He started it with a small group of people who were really into the speedrunning culture, who stayed in touch online and in chat forums, and who shared videos of games with each other. Originally, they planned on meeting at a gaming festival outside of Washington, D.C., but when they all gathered there was actually an internet problem, and in the sort of perfect irony, they ended up in Mike Uyama's parents' nearby basement and played.
Well, how big are these events now? They're really drawing in some money.
Yeah, so that it's come a long way. So that was, you know, 5, 6 years ago, and they raised about $10,000 in a few games of playing. Now they hold the Awesome Games Done Quick is held still outside Washington, D.C., but it draws in an in-person crowd of 1,000 people with many, many thousands more viewers, and they raise millions of dollars now.
We're talking about the growing movement of speedrunning charity events. That's electronic gaming for spectators to make money for charity. Paul Biseglio wrote about the phenomenon for Pacific Standard magazine. Well, let's hear a quick clip from one of these events. This is just before the start of a speed run of the original Legend of Zelda game. Now, this was released in the U.S. in 1987.
So we are live, right?
Yeah.
Real quick before you get going, I have a $50 donation from Fred and the Randomizer saying, Dear Jay Coper, I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you. Runner's choice for what the donation goes to. P.S. Fred says the sword can be found near the start.
He's
never seen the sword in his life, so,
no.
You know.
So how do they actually make money on these?
Yeah, this is part of the magic of the event. The marathon is streamed on a website called Twitch, which is a website designed specifically for video game streaming. And many viewers will tune in, and everybody watches. And the marathon hosts, you'll see a group of people playing video games. And then usually off screen, they have a host who will do sort of commentary, narrate what's going on in the screen. And that host will solicit donations. And so they'll create these incentives. Like if you want the player to take this path in the game, donate $10. And people, all the viewers, the many thousands of viewers, will send in money to these different incentives. And they can donate directly through Twitch. So Twitch, the website, has a kind of a built-in donation widget, actually. So you can just plug in your credit card information and donate right while you're watching.
We have talked about Twitch before on this program. Hundreds of channels, millions of viewers. But which charities do they support?
Awesome Games Done Quick supports Prevent Cancer Foundation, which is a Northern Virginia-based nonprofit. Summer Games Done Quick supports Doctors Without Borders, which is a pretty well-known charity. And then there's a large crop of much smaller speedrunning charity marathons that pop up throughout the year that support pretty much every charity you can think of.
Which is interesting because you're having charity events that seem to have very little to do with the groups that they're actually benefiting. You know, you're not walking for cancer or biking for good health. Do you think that what they're doing is different than other types of charity events?
Yeah. And there is some irony there, right? That, you know, they're video gaming for health, which is not usually associated with healthy activity.
But I suppose they're doing it quicker, so you're spending less hours in front of the screen.
That's a good point, right? Yeah, that's as quick as you can get away from the screen. But yeah, so I think, I mean, it's definitely not completely different from other charities. Like at base, they're still just like a charity run is getting a group of people together who are passionate about a certain activity. A speedrun marathon is getting people together who are passionate about speedrunning. But I do think that going back to Twitch, I think the medium is the real difference here. The people who organized the event, the guy named Mike Uyama and his group, are so good at soliciting donations. The way they run the event and the way they bring viewers in by getting them excited about speedrunning is unique. And then the fact that they're working through Twitch and they're working through this new technology that allows viewers to just kind of donate freely on the fly is really adding, I think, a pretty new dimension to it.
Well, another departure here is that you make this argument that these charity electronic gaming events, which really sound pretty passive for audience members or viewers, it really is an involved community experience. Now, why do you say that?
This is very true. And I think this is also part of the magic, so to speak, about these events and why they're so successful. So in reporting the piece, I spent a couple of days at Awesome Games Done Quick. And I actually stayed up for 24 hours straight, and just because nobody sleeps during these things, you know, they're nonstop. And at, you know, 4 a.m, when every sane person is sleeping, you know, I was there walking through the halls, and there's kind of a nonstop enthusiasm about education and sharing within the speedrunning community. So the best gamers will take the time to sit down with people who are just getting into it, and they'll be at a television playing their game, and they'll kind of get a little crowd of younger and more inexperienced players gathering around them, and they'll sort of walk the gamers through the, you know, they'll be like, oh, this is how you do this trick, this is how I do this. There's a real enthusiasm for sharing and for collaboration in tackling a game.
I'm thinking of some of these charity events like 5Ks of kind of lost steam. You know, they're getting more and more extreme. I'm wondering what you think about the longevity of speedrunning as a trend and as a charity event. Do you think this is going to last?
I do. And I mean, esports, which is like electronic sports, the idea of video gaming as a sport, are only on the rise. Like, there's no question about that. ESPN is actually hiring an esports reporter right now, or an editor to like cover esports, which I thought was funny. So as an activity, I mean, all of the metrics suggest that speedrunning is only on the rise. You know, they're gaining more and more money every year, more and more people are playing. And isn't it as a charity as well? I mean, I can only speak to the data, right? And so far, they've pretty much exponentially increased the amount of money they're getting as donations every year. So it seems to be going up for the foreseeable future.
Well, Paul, thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Paul Basiglio, he wrote about competitive electronic gaming for charity for Pacific Standard Magazine. There's a link to read the article at wordofmouthradio.org.